What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Things looking up here the last couple of days for not only the Yankees, who got two wins. Yeah, the turning point of the season, maybe when the Twins got off the plane. I mean, they are wretched, but that's good. The Yankees have a softer schedule coming up. They need that. Watch a coffee there. And then, of course, the Mets pummeling the Braves, as I predicted that they would last night. Now, both teams have to follow it up here. It can't just be win two and then lose a third to the Twins. Finish it off right here.
Yeah.
And then go take care of business following up after this series. Get right, maybe get Judge back healthier, which I think will help the Yankees out as they're starting to hit the baseball much better. And the same thing with the Mets. The outburst last night means nothing. Yeah, the home run's great for Alonso, but the outburst, that win last night means nothing if they don't follow it up with another win tonight against Atlanta.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, you certainly want to see these wins keep coming because they have to, because both of these teams have played so poorly and so erratically for so long. They don't have a lot of margin for error. I got a little something on Volpe. I want to do it later, though, because I want to get back to the Pete calls. Obviously, that's the story of the day. Pete breaking Straw's mark. And really, the extension of that's where Sal and I are right now, 888-808-1019, is the complex eventual signing or not signing of Pete. So it's just not going to go away.
You know, it shouldn't have been this difficult. It really shouldn't be. And I get the baseball, you know, baseball behind the scenes, like practical, logical, you know, analysis that goes into it, not valuing a body type like that. And it's not just David Stearns, because the Mets are rumored to be trading him, Pete Alonso. This is 2022, I think, under Billy, 2023, under Billy Epler. That was the year where they traded Scherzer and Verlander at the trade deadline. And remember, too, I think we talked about this, where they tried to trade Pete Alonso for Pete Crow Armstrong. Which was a thing. Now, it wasn't a huge story at the time. Nobody really knew about that. The story was more Alonso to the Brewers.
Yes.
Supposedly in field goal range, whatever. Mm-hmm. I was told it wasn't that close at that particular time, but they did shop Alonso. And when they said Alonso for Pete Crow Armstrong, the Cubs basically said no thanks. Now, this was years ago, remember, before Pete Crow Armstrong became the MVP of the league, arguably this year. If they traded Alonso back then for Pete Crow Armstrong, a prospect that they traded away for Javi Baez, the fans would have went nuts.
Yeah.
And it would have been the wrong thing to go nuts, because you'd much rather have Pete Crow Armstrong right now in center field than Pete Alonso. But I still think the sentiment with the fans, BT, means a lot. The baseball logic and thought process is saying Pete is expendable and we're not going to overpay for him. But the emotional, sentimental, homegrown, home run record, proven consistent power, big part of that, lovable guy from the Met fan perspective, that also means something.
And there's just really a relatability, which goes into the lovable guy stuff. I mean, you know, most of these guys, we can't relate to any of these guys in terms of the salaries, like these ridiculous contracts. But even with Pete making whatever $30 million it is this year, whatever the exact number is, there's just like a commonness to him, like a blue collar. You know, if you saw Pete on a construction site, I mean, honestly, sitting there with a couple of tats, sleeve rolled up, hard hat, you'd be like, yeah, he fits right in. Right. And there, that relatability is going to make it more complex. But there's always somebody else that comes along that you can love. Now, the homegrown nature makes it much more complex. But like, I'm like, oh, man, I remember once Pat Riley left.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm like, man, there's no way the Knicks are going to get a coach like this. Here comes Van Gundy. Like, yeah, we love Van Gundy. When Mattingly, you know, Mattingly's my all-time favorite. When Donnie retired, now, Tino never elevated to the Donnie level, right. But it certainly helped repair my baseball heart a little bit when Tino was banging 35 home runs and winning World Series and picking it pretty good at first base. So it would be raw. It would kill Met fans in the moment, but there's always, not always, sometimes there's a better way.
You know, yes, but I don't know if there's a better person. You know me. I don't get caught up in the emotional stuff usually.
You don't.
I usually don't.
No.
But in this particular case, a homegrown player that is on the track to break every franchise record that has proven himself. Like, I didn't hang on to dear life for Daniel Murphy because I didn't think Murphy was very good. He had a great, like, for me, my issue then was I would never have let him walk after what he did in the postseason, which was the greatest thing that he ever did in a Met uniform. Yeah. All those years leading up to that, good God, you're shoving Murph down our throat saying he's our best hitter. What does he do? He can't run. He has no position. He doesn't hit with power.
It's a net negative.
Yeah, exactly. Then he goes nuts in the postseason, and that's when they decide to let him walk in favor of Neil Walker, and that was a huge mistake. But I didn't get caught up because he was a homegrown guy. Same thing with DeGrom. I understood it. I think it's different with Pete. He's producing at a high level and has consistently, and he's homegrown. There are really no signs that he's going to fall off other than, yeah, prototypical body type, whatever. But I still think he's going to hit 25 home runs at the age of 40. That's just, to me, how Pete Alonso is. At least the power's there.
Still represented by Scott Boras?
Yeah.
Still got a problem.
I get it. And we'll see what the Mets will do. It'll be another fascinating conversation into the offseason. BT and Sal on the Fan. Annabelle is calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut. What's up, Annabelle?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good show as always. I got 2 points. One is on Pete Alonso, and the other point is on the Mets pitching staff. First, let's start with Pete Alonso. I don't think he's going to go nowhere. I think he's going to get with a 5-year to 6-year contract. He's a Mets grown. I think Cohen wants him here until he retires. That's the point. The other point that I have on the Mets pitching staff, that I feel sorry for Carlos Mendoza, is how can you have a pitching staff that doesn't pass the fourth inning? It's killing me. It's worrying me. The only one that passes the fifth inning is David Peterson. I mean, come on, they're killing the bullpen.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in a little bit, Annabelle. As a matter of fact, maybe we'll do that at 11, BT, as far as the pitching goes, because that was a big problem last night. And it almost ruined the moment with Clay Holmes,
yes,
who can't get out of the fourth. I mean, it's ridiculous now with the Mets with the starting pitching. Yankees had an issue, too. Rodon went down there.
31 pitches night in the first inning.
Yeah, I know. But
31.
Settling down, obviously. After
1-7.
That, yeah, impressive. So that's back-to-back good starts for the Yankees.
Yeah.
That has helped them out. The Mets need that. And last night, even though they didn't get that, Hageman came in, did the job, so the bullpen fully rested going into tonight with David Peterson. But before we get to that stuff, let's keep it going with Pete Alonso. Hoff, you said you have a special announcement here from the Mets?
Yeah, they said they're going to do a ceremony for him today before the game, and they're asking people to be in their seats at 6:40.
All right.
There you go.
I was celebrating it a little bit more. Are you going to the game tonight, Hoff? You and Evan?
No. I'm not. Evan will be there, but I am not.
You want to go now that your guy Pete's going to get honored?
No. My family's away. I don't feel like going to the Mets game.
Wait, everybody's away?
Yeah, they're in Florida.
Oh, how glorious is your life?
I know.
No responsibility, this guy.
I want to live a little.
Yeah, you should. When do they leave, Hoff?
Monday they left.
And when do they get back?
Well, I'm meeting them out there Sunday.
Oh, you're going to Disney again?
Yes.
Jesus, this guy with Disney. I mean, come on. Disney again.
Enjoy the party now while they're not there before you head down to Disney.
I know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's great. See the Mets again, BT, maximizing this Pete Alonso stuff where they're going to have a celebration before the game. I mean, I guess that's pretty cool. But they
is Strawberry going to be there? That would be phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm assuming Straw is going to. I mean, I would assume.
I hope so.
Why don't you try to get Straw on the horn? You know, I was thinking about that today. I don't have Straw's number.
Let me see.
Now, he gave that message last night, but I'm sure Straw will be there today.
I should have a text.
I just feel like there is something about it, though, that feels incomplete to me. Like, 250. You could talk about 250 or 254 passing Straw, but really this should be, long down the road. As opposed, you know what I mean? Like, he should be here beyond just this year, where it should be 300, 400, chasing 500. Make it a big deal of it now. I get it. It's a record that held for 37 years. I don't know if you need the pregame thing tonight, honestly, but whatever.
Yeah, but the fact that he's not here long term after so many things tell us on some level, you and maybe others more than me, that he should be here long term, doesn't that tell you something? Yeah. Like, most sensible. Mets drafted him, Mets developed him. What was he, second round pick? I mean, Judge home run rookie record. He's already got 200. He's got 250. Passes Straw. He's been on some good teams. Almost got to the World Series. Yeah. Plays every day. Reliable. Good guy. Good nature. Blah, blah, blah. Well, then why the hell doesn't he have a 5-year deal? That tells you all you need to know.
Yeah. And also, I'm just thinking, like, in my head, okay, couldn't they do this next year? But you don't know next year if he's going to be here. It would be cool if they had a special, we're going to honor our home run king with a special bobblehead, and Pete Alonso Day will have Strawberry out there and Hojo and Wright, whatever, all the guys that he passed on the list along the way. Like, there's a way to do it big, too. I'm not trying to knock it tonight.
Seems a little quick, like a little microwave celebration here.
Yeah, I don't know. And to Pete's credit, he was focused last night, too, not wanting to talk. While acknowledging the importance of the record for him as an individual, also made it like, hey, trying to win games right here. Like, 40-something games to go. This is not the time to be messing around with some parties about a home run record trying to go win a World Series.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.